नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
Srimad Bhagavatam, First Canto, Chapter 2, Text 20.
Evam,
evam
prasanna,
prasanna
manaso,
manaso
bhagavat,
bhagavat
bhakti,
bhakti
yogataha,
yogataha
bhagavat,
bhagavat
tatva,
tatva
vijnanam,
vijnanam
muktasangasya,
muktasangasya
jayate. Evam prasanna manaso,
evam prasanna manaso
bhagavad bhakti yogataha,
bhagavad bhakti yogataha
bhagavad tatva vijnanam,
bhagavad tatva vijnanam
mukta sangasya jayate,
mukta sangasya jayate.
Evam prasanna manaso,
evam prasanna manaso
bhagavad bhakti yogataha,
bhagavad
bhagavat tattva vijnanam,
bhagavat tattva vijnanam
mukta sangasya jayate,
mukta sangasya jayate.
Evam prasanna manaso, bhagavat bhakti yogataha bhagavat tattva vijnanam mukta sangasya jayate.
Evam prasanna manaso,
bhagavat bhakti yogataha
bhagavat tattva vijnanam
mukta sangasya jayate.
Evam prasanna manaso,
bhagavat tattva vijnanam
mukta sangasya jayate.
Evam prasanna manaso, bhagavat bhakti yogataha bhagavat tattva vijnanam mukta sangasya jayate. Evam prasanna manaso, bhagavat bhakti yogataha bhagavat tattva vijnanam mukta sangasya jayate.
Evam prasanna manaso,
bhagavat bhakti yogataha
bhagavat tattva vijnanam
mukta sangasya jayate. Evam,
evam,
thus,
yes,
prasanna,
prasanna,
enlivened,
enlivened,
manasaha,
manasaha,
of the mind,
on mind,
bhagavat bhakti,
bhagavat bhakti,
the devotional service of the Lord, yogataha,
yogataha,
by contact of,
by contact of,
bhagavat,
bhagavat,
regarding the personality of God,
regarding the personality of
God.
Tattva,
knowledge.
Knowledge.
Vijnanam,
vijnanam,
scientific.
Scientific.
Mukta,
mukta,
liberated. Sangasya.
Sangasya.
Of the association.
Of the association.
Jayate.
Jayate.
Becomes effective. Thus established in the mode of unalloyed goodness, the man whose mind has been enlivened by contact with devotional service to the Lord gains positive scientific knowledge of the personality of Godhead in the stage of liberation from all material association. Does this need to be louder? Slightly. Krishna, 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 Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Krishna. Better. Thus established in the mode of unalloyed goodness, the man whose mind has been enlivened by contact with devotional service to the Lord gains positive scientific knowledge of the personality of Godhead in the stage of liberation from all material association. Purport. In the Bhagavad Gita 7.3, it is said that out of many thousands of ordinary men, one fortunate man endeavors for perfection in life. Mostly, men are conducted by the modes of passion and ignorance. And thus they are engaged always in lust, desire, anchorings, ignorance, and sleep. Out of many such man-like animals, there is actually a man who knows the responsibility of human life and thus tries to make life perfect by following prescribed duties. And out of many thousands of such persons who have thus attained success in human life, one may know scientifically about the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. In the same Bhagavad Gita 18.55, it is also said that scientific knowledge of Sri Krishna is understood only by the process of devotional service. Om Ajnana Timinantasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kodamayam Tathati Shapodantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Patakamadam Sri Guru Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Shagrashatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Stam Sajivam Shadvaitam Shabhatutam Vrijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitam Stam Hey Krishna Karna Sandha Dina Bandha Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kam Shana Golongi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Holi Priye Vansha Kopatarubhyascha Kupasindho Bhyayevacha Pagitana Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Lashari Gaurabhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Kevam prasanna manaso bhagavat bhakti yogata bhagavat tattva vijnana mukta sangasya jayate. The process of spiritual advancement is being described by hearing and chanting of the message of the Personality of Godhead. One's heart becomes purified. Tadāra-jastamo-pāvāna-kāma-mūpāna-yastra-yē Chaitetāyaranādhi-tāṁ-stitāṁ-sattvē-prasīvati. One becomes freed progressively from passion and ignorance, and that means that lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, anger, did I mention, kama, krodha, lobha, mada, moha, envy, matsarya, are erased from the heart. And he comes to the abode of pure goodness, which is his constitutional position beyond even the material abode of goodness. Eva, in this way, prasanna manasa, his mind becomes enlightened. The mind in the mode of ignorance is dull, morose, and sometimes crazy. In the mode of passion, it's enlivened, but it's enlivened by that which leads to death. It's enlivened by thoughts of sense gratification, which finally lead to pain and suffering. In the mode of goodness, one's mind may be enlivened by philosophy, literature, art, and a natural way of life. But that's not the ultimate enlivenment of the living being. He's enlivened still by the modes of material nature, which means that he's in a diseased condition. But Bhagavat Bhakti Yogata, when one comes in touch with devotional service to the Lord by contact with the pure devotee of the Lord, the mind becomes enlivened by Krishna consciousness, by spiritual contact. That's real enlivenment. Bhagavat Bhakti Yogata. Then, Bhagavat Tattva Vijnana Mukta Sangasya Jayate. One comes to the liberated platform in knowledge of the Personality of Godhead and, yes, in scientific knowledge of the Personality of Godhead. Well, this is possible only by devotional service, not by any other means. The very same thing is confirmed herein, in the above words. No ordinary man, or even one who has attained success in human life, can know scientifically or perfectly the Personality of Godhead. Perfection of human life is attained when one can understand that he is not the product of matter, but is in fact spirit. And as soon as one understands that he has nothing to do with matter, he at once ceases his material anchorings and becomes enlivened as a spiritual being. This attainment of success is possible when one is above the modes of passion and ignorance, or in other words, when one is actually a Brahmin by qualification. A Brahmin is the symbol of Sattva-gun, or the mode of goodness, and others who are not in the mode of goodness are either Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, Shudras, or less than the Sudras. The Brahminical stage is the highest stage of human life because of its good qualities. So one cannot be a devotee unless one at least qualifies as a Brahmin. So the Brahmin, one has to come to the platform of Satvagun or Vishuddha Satvagun, pure goodness. And that means Brahmin. Shudras in the mode of ignorance, the Vaishyas are in mixed passion and ignorance, the Kshatriyas are in passion, and the Brahmins are supposed to be in the mode of goodness, not by hereditary qualification. One may be a hereditary Brahmin and be in the mode of ignorance, just as we see these days. There's so many so-called Brahmins, and they're drinking, they're woman hunting, they're somebody. Yeah. There is a politician, pundit such and such, but he's has no knowledge of Krishna. Simply knowledge of politics and knowledge of sinful activities. Or he has knowledge of how to play the sitar. So that's not Brahman by qualification. Pandita Samadarshana. The pandit means Brahman, is the person who's on the spiritual platform, who sees all living beings equally, because he recognizes them as spirit souls. He doesn't see the outward covering with a view towards sense gratification. He sees Yasmin Sarvani Bhutani, Atma Vabhu Vijanata. He sees them all on the spiritual platform. Tachako Maha Kasho Ve Katam Anupashita. He sees the real oneness of all living beings in their spiritual nature. And therefore he's freed from illusion and anxiety. So this is the actual Brahmana platform. Sama Dhamma Tapasho Chamukshantir Arjabhameva Cha Gyanam Vigyanam Astitya Brahma Karmasho Shapada. By qualification, one is a Brahmin. And here it's indicated that out of so many millions of men, hardly anyone is interested in brahminical life. They want to make money, they want to enjoy, they want to make political progress. But they're not interested in the real perfection of life. Out of thousands and thousands, one may actually come to that brahminical platform. The devotee is already a Brahmin by action, but that is not the end of it. As referred to above, such a Brahmin has to become a Vaishnava, in fact, to be actually in the transcendental stage. A pure Vaishnava is the liberated soul and transcendental even to the position of a Brahmin. In the material stage, even a Brahmin is also a conditioned soul. Because although in the brahminical stage the conception of Brahma or transcendence is realized, scientific knowledge of the Supreme Lord is lacking. One has to surpass the brahminical stage and reach the Vasudeva stage to understand the science of the personality of God, to understand the personality of Godhead, Krishna. The Brahmabhuta Prasannatma Nishojati Nakangshati Samasarveshu Bhuteshu Manpaktim Lapate Pana. One first comes from the platform of understanding that he's not the body, that he's spirit soul. One first comes to the platform of equal vision. Then, the next stage is the stage of Krishna consciousness, devotional service to Krishna. And that's the stage in which you can understand the personality of God. The science of the personality of Godhead is the subject matter for the study by the postgraduate students in the spiritual mind. And therefore, this same point that people are relishing all the lilas of Krishna, all the they're in love with Krishna, but they haven't even come to the stage of freedom from materialistic habits. They haven't come to the brahminical stage, and therefore their realization of Krishna is suspect. Foolish men or men with a poor fund of knowledge do not understand the Supreme Lord, and they interpret Krishna according to their respective whims. The fact is, however, that one cannot understand the science of the personality of Godhead unless one is freed from the contamination of the material modes, even up to the stage of a Brahman. When a qualified Brahman actually becomes a Vaishnava, in the enlivened state of liberation, he can know what is actually the personality of God. Therefore, Prabhupada's instructions, chant Hare Krishna and follow four regulative principles. Unless we follow these four regulative principles, brahminical qualification is out of the question. Yesham chantakatam pāpam janānam puñyakarmam te tvandvamova nirmukta vajante mahabhrita vrita. One has to come to the end of sinful activities, antakatam pāpam. Otherwise, there's no devotional service. One can't actually understand the personality of Godhead while he's performing sinful activities. One can make a show. That's a different thing. But one can't be steadily situated in devotional service unless one gives up sinful life. Yesham tantagatam papam jananam punyakarmanam te dvandvamoha nirmukta. When one gives up sinful life and engages in auspicious activities, then one can be freed from the bodily concept of life, one can be freed from duality and illusion. That means one he comes to the brahminical platform, Brahma platform. Bhajante maam vritavata. Then he can engage in devotional service with determination. Bhogai sharya prasaktanam vaya pratichetasam vyavasayatmika bhuti samadho natahiyate. As long as one is intensely attached to sense gratification, he can't get up the determination to serve Krishna. We see that sometimes people are attracted to devotional service, they're attracted to the society of devotees, or they're associated with devotees, or they're in the family of devotees. But bhogai sharya prasaktana, because they're attached to sense gratification and or material opulence, they can't get up the determination. He's still addicted to intoxication, gambling, meat eating, listening. He can't get the determination to steadily engage in the service of the Lord. Well, one has to come to the end of these things, to actually come to the brahminical platform. Then, Bhagavat Tattva Vigyanam, one gets Vigyan. Prabhupada translates Vigyan some here, scientific knowledge. Scientific knowledge, detailed knowledge. Elsewhere, Prabhupada says realized knowledge. It's not just theoretical knowledge, but Vigyan. One knows the science of Krishna. To know the science of Krishna is not just a matter of reading a book and then you know the science. It's a question of realization. Prabhupada said that about it. He said, people like my books because of realization. He said, it's not ABCD. It's not a formula. It's not something you go to any kind of a Sanskrit class in university and then you can translate books. It's a question of deep scientific knowledge or realization of the person you've got him. And that's possible only by devotional service. So here, the scientific process is described. There's so-called devotional service, which is superficial or cheap. And then there's genuine devotional service. There's a society, it's kind of almost a knockoff of ISKCON. They're all about bhakti and prema and Radha Krishna and all of this. But they don't follow the basic principles of detachment from material life. And therefore it's a show. And they can attract a certain class of people who, by sentiment, want to be, want to make a show of Krishna bhakti, or want to have Krishna bhakti in their lives, just the way they want to have a nice home and good kids and a nice car and a good prestigious position in society, respectable position in society. And they also want to have bhakti in their lives, but without sacrifice, without giving up the sinful activities or overindulgence and sense gratification. So for them, Krishna provides such things that you can join this society and you can talk about prema and you can be involved with divine love and all of that without having to follow the basic rules and regulations. So that's called prakriti sahaja, or mundane, cheap devotional service. Real devotional service is expensive. Real devotional service is expensive. One has to invest in following the genuine process. One has to come under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master, Adava Guru Padashra. One has to approach a bona fide spiritual master, agree to follow the discipline prescribed by the bona fide spiritual master. And then by following, one will make progress. If one actually follows, then one step by step, this purification of heart will come about, and he'll then understand Krishna factually, not sentimentally. Not sentimentally, but factually. His life will be a life of genuine devotional service, not a show of devotional service, because he's followed the process. If we don't follow the process, the result will not be real. Bhagavad Tattva began. Bhagavad Tattva is a great science. It's not simply listening to relishable stories, but it's understanding Krishna, how to serve Krishna, what are Krishna's energies, what is our relationship with Krishna. So many things we have to understand. Bhagavad Tattva, that's also there. What is that? Janma karma cha me divyam evam yo veti tattvata. One has to understand Krishna factually, not sentimentally, not as understood in popular religious discourse, but factually one has to understand the science of Krishna through the Brahmapura system. When we understand in that way, when we follow, then step by step, one will come to this platform of genuine devotional service. One will become enlivened, prasanna manaso, one's mind will be happy. Prasanna. On the material platform, it won't happen. Mind will still be hankering for momentum. But when we come to the spiritual platform, we become enlivened by devotional service. And it's practical also. Because we're enlivened, we want to chant Hare Krishna, we want to. This is the sign that one is becoming advanced. One gets enthusiasm for chanting Hare Krishna, for hearing about Krishna, for serving Krishna, for remembering Krishna, reading about Krishna, speaking about Krishna. That means prasanna manaso bhagavat bhakti yoga. The mind is enlivened by devotional service. Mukta sangasya jayate. By performing devotional service, one becomes actually freed from all material contact, because he not only theoretically understands that he's spirit soul, but he acts as pure spirit soul in the service of Krishna. Okay, any questions or comments?
There was a beautiful qualification about Arjuna.
Could you elaborate a bit on this? Yeah, Arjuna means simplicity. It's not simplicity as in simple living and high thinking. It's simplicity as opposed to duplicity. Straightforwardness, that's Arjuna. Prabhupada mentions that a Brahmin will be so truthful that he'll speak the truth even to an enemy. This politics, duplicity, that's a different thing. That's for the Kshatriyas, there's duplicity. For the Vaishyas, there's duplicity. The Vaishyas are always saying one thing when it's really another. You walk into their store and they say, because you're the first customer of the day. Special deal for you. And of course, you're the 30th customer of the day, but that doesn't matter. That's the nature of business, because you're the first customer of the day. Or profit, for you, we'll make no profit. So, but this is the, you want this because it's the best quality. Maybe fifth class, but for you it's the best quality. So this is Vaishya. Little duplicity maybe there. And for the Kshatriyas also there's duplicity. Diplomacy means that there we say one thing but we have another plan in mind. That's statecraft. But the Brahmin is the emblem of truthfulness. Therefore, the dhira dhira jana priyo priya kara nirmatsaro bhuti. The Goswamis were dear to everyone in Vrindavan because they were the emblem of humility, freedom from envy, straightforwardness. Even if husband and wife had some quarrel, they would go to Sanatana Goswami to get the judgment, how it should be settled. They knew that they would get the clear, honest, disinterested, even-minded opinion. So Brahman is straightforward. It's not that he's saying one thing, but it's really another thing. He's telling you one story, but it's really another story. He's giving you one account, but it's really another account. He's giving you one number, but it's really another number. He says one thing to your face, but another thing behind your back. He makes a deal and then goes back on it. He makes a promise and then, that's only like a superficial promise because that's only to get things done, it's pragmatic. I promise you something, just to get you out of the way or to get you to sign on to something, and then I go do whatever I want, and then the promise goes to hell. This is all politics, diplomacy, duplicity. But Brahman is not like that promise. What you see is what you get. Straightforward. Arjuna. comes, I think, from a root that means straight. It's not crooked. That's why I took straightforward. Yes?
How can you deny whether you are factually here as Krishna or not sentimental? How can he realize that he has factually realized Krishna?
How can we understand that we're factually Krishna conscious, not just sentiment? According to our, in proportion to our freedom from material attachment. If we're still going on with material attachment, then we can understand that we're not on the highest level of Krishna bhakti, that we're not relishing our relationship with Krishna in our spiritual bodies or something like that. The heart has to become free. Tada rajas tamo bhava. If the signs of ignorance and passion are still there, we should understand that our advancement in Krishna consciousness still has quite a way to go. But even though we may be in the neophyte stage, when we see that we have some taste for serving Krishna, some taste for following the principles of devotional service, some taste for hearing and chanting, some taste for serving, and we can take that as positive encouragement that we're making progress. Something else? Yes? Can a person make material advancement and spiritual advancement? Yes. If he makes spiritual advancement, actually his material advancement is included. Prabhupada gave the example that our devotees who are all healthy, they're happy. Material advancement means that you have happiness, you have good health, you have... So practically so many things come to the devotees, even on the material platform. The materialists are trying for happiness, but they get themselves so wrapped up in the mode of passion that it comes back on them and hits them in the head. So that, because they're fully dedicated to material enjoyment, they suffer. Instead of getting the enjoyment that they had, that they wanted, they get suffering instead. And the devotee, because he just wants to please Krishna, automatically gets material happiness. Prabhupada sometimes said, we're eating the best food. We have the nicest association. We have, our way of life is, you know, if you consider like what life is like here compared to what life is like for those who are beating it out for material enjoyment, there's no comparison. They're going to a club to enjoy, they're going to the bar to enjoy. And our enjoyment is that we eat the best food, the food offered to Krishna. So even materially speaking, we're better off. Apart from that, a devotee may get material things, then they're considered spiritual. The devotee gets material stuff for material stuff. He uses it for Krishna, so it's spiritual. He may get money, he may get a nice house, he may get a good car, he may get all sorts of material advantages. But for him, they're not material because that's not what he's after. He's after serving Krishna, and he just uses the material things for Krishna. So then he can get all sorts of fabulous material opulence, but it's not, doesn't affect him. Doesn't affect him. That may happen. But if he's trying for material advancement, that generally will hamper Krishna consciousness. Ajahara prayashascha. Prayas means over-endeavor. So if one is spending his whole life endeavoring for material advancement, then that hampers Krishna consciousness. Therefore, the idea is for a devotee to be satisfied with whatever comes. Yadvichcha labha santushto. Bhagavad Gita, qualification of a devotee. Yadvichcha labha santushta. Yadvichcha means by its own accord. Labha, what's obtained. Yadrachchalabha, what's obtained of its own accord. Santushta, he's completely satisfied with that. He doesn't think, but I need, but what about? This is what Krishna sent me, that's all right. Who was it? Kulavecha Sridhar. His house didn't even have a proper roof on his house. He was satisfied. Didn't matter. Life is not all about having the best roof. He was engaged in the service of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was completely satisfied. Santushta. Materialist is never satisfied. What is that? Tripyanti neha kripana mahudu kapaja. He's simply after material happiness, especially sex enjoyment. And tripyanti neha, he's never satisfied. Tripyanti neha kripana, miserly person. Mahudu kapaja. Instead, he just gets more and more misery. He thinks he's going to enjoy. But his enjoyment is paltry. Paltry. He gets little insignificant enjoyment. And enjoyment is like the enjoyment that you get from scratching an itch. That's his enjoyment. When are you satisfied? Tripyantine, he never becomes satisfied. But the Krishna conscious person, santushta, yadrachchalabha santushta. All right, this is what Krishna has given me. Why do I need more? If I had more, I'd just get in trouble. According to my karma, this is what I meant to get. That's all right. Nirmatsara, he doesn't envy. Oh, this person has more. Why don't I have as much as he does? If I had what he had, then I could be happy. Dvandvatito vimatsara. He's beyond the dualities of this and that of the material world. Yadrachchalabha santushta dvandvatito vimatsara. Therefore, he's not envious. Envy means there has to be duality. This is better, this is worse. Kaviraj Goswami says this is all nonsense. Padra, Dvaite Padra, Padra Gane Manodharma. It was all mental concoction. This is better, this is worse. E Balo E Mande Sapkrama. This is all nonsense. Better or worse. Like first class prison cell, second class prison cell. No, I want to be in the first class prison cell. That's rubbish. Any position in this material world is a rubbish position. And so whatever position we get, all right, I'm satisfied. When Bali Maharaj offered Vamandev benediction, and Vamandev asked for only 3 steps of land, and Bali Maharaj said, no, you're an inexperienced boy. Come on, take something. No, anyone who wouldn't be satisfied with 3 steps of land wouldn't be satisfied if he got all the 3 worlds. And the Brahman, yes, give me 3 steps of land, that's enough. Brahman doesn't take more than required. He doesn't think the more I have, the happier I'll be. He's happy with less. Krishna sends more, all right, I'll use it for Krishna. Krishna sends less, that's fine. My burden is reduced. Something else? In that sense, that's the other kind of simplicity. Arjuna is straightforwardness. And then to be satisfied with whatever comes, that's another kind of simplicity. Why should I complicate my life trying to get more, or trying to get better, or trying to get more advanced and more? Whatever comes. And Krishna's made all arrangements, everything is there, like nature's arrangement for everything we need. We just have to cooperate with nature's arrangement, chant Hare Krishna, serve Krishna, then life is nice. Not try to fight against the laws of material nature to get more. That will result in defeat. You can't beat material nature. She wins every time. Anything else? Okay. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.